Chapter 11, Section 3, Nicodemus.
Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him." In reply, Jesus declared, "I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again."
Nicodemus was a man of status. He was a member of the Sanhedrin, the Jewish ruling council that advised the Romans. As a Pharisee, he kept Moses' law meticulously. As a Jew, descended from Abraham, Nicodemus was part of the people chosen to be his own. Nicodemus had a privileged ancestry. Everything was right about his birth. But Jesus found fault with it and said, "You must be born again." Jesus was supposed to be giving good news, but this was bad news. Besides, how was it possible to be born again?
"How can a man be born when he is old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying you must be born again." John 3:1-7.
So that was it. Jesus wasn't talking about Nicodemus's birth as an infant when he was born of water or born of the flesh. The second birth was about a spiritual birth, a spiritual beginning. Well, that was straightforward enough. To go to heaven, you not only needed to be born the first time with a physical birth, but you also needed to be born a second time with a spiritual birth. But how could one be born spiritually? Jesus continued,
"Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life." John 3:14-15.
The term Son of Man was a favorite expression of Jesus in reference to himself. In this verse, Jesus referred to the time when the Israelites had sinned and God sent poisonous snakes among them. As a result, they repented, had a change of mind, and asked for God's help. Remember how God told Moses to erect a bronze serpent on a pole? Whoever looked at the pole would not die. That look was evidence that they believed God's word, and God healed them. Jesus was saying that to be born again, Nicodemus must be like the people of Moses' day. He must recognize that he was a sinner, have a change of mind about sin, and believe in the Son of Man, Jesus. If he put his faith in him, Jesus said that Nicodemus would have eternal life. The word believe in this context implies more than intellectual assent. An Israelite could have believed that Moses' bronze serpent could heal him, but if he did not demonstrate faith in God's word by looking at the pole, then he would have died. The biblical meaning of the word includes an act of the will and is synonymous with faith and trust. The object of one's faith is also important. A number of years ago, someone with a twisted mind placed deadly poison in the capsules of a pain reliever. Subsequently, several people, honestly believing the medicine to be what was advertised, took the medication and died. They were sincerely trusting, but inadvertently trusting in the wrong thing. A man might honestly believe that a pink elephant can save him from his sin, but sincerity based on an erroneous belief is meaningless. However, if the object of his faith is God, such trust will have a very different effect. We've seen that God keeps his word.
"For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." John 3:16.
Jesus was promising eternal life, not just to Nicodemus, but to whoever believes in him. The angel had instructed Mary and Joseph to name their son Jesus because that name meant deliverer, savior. And now Jesus was saying he would deliver man from the consequence of sin, eternal punishment in the lake of fire.
For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. John 3:17.
Jesus had not come to the earth to judge it. Rather, he had come to save the world from all the tragedy that sin, Satan, and death had brought.
Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. John 3:18.
Jesus said that those who put their faith in him would not be judged as sinners. But those who did not trust in him were already under judgment. There was no middle ground. One could not say, "I'll think about it," and comfortably hide in a gray zone. You had to decide to believe. Otherwise, you would remain an unbeliever. Also, you didn't need to wait until death to find out your eternal destiny. Jesus was stating it in black and white terms. A person was under judgment, bound for the lake of fire, until that person put their trust in Jesus to deliver him. Then he would have eternal life. This was the promise Jesus was making.
I tell you the truth. Whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. John 5:24.
Jesus wasn't ignoring the judgment of sin. He knew that not everyone would trust in him. Many would choose not to do so for their own reasons.
This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. John 3:19-20.
Jesus was talking about spiritual light versus spiritual darkness. He said that many hate the light because light exposes sin. People don't like being revealed as sinners. They'd rather hide or blame their sin on someone else, just as Adam and Eve did. The Bible says such people prefer darkness. But what is this light?
When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." John 8:12.
Jesus is the light.